You're listening to SBS News.
Survivors searching through the rubble of a collapsed building in Colombia's third largest city, Cali, after a powerful earthquake struck the country's west. Nearby, a row of volunteers work to clear a pile of debris, passing large chunks of concrete from one person to the next. Cali paramedic Yuri Bedoya says the situation remains critical as emergency personnel scramble to search for people still stuck under the rubble.
The situation is delicate because there are still people trapped. There are about four people trapped in this building. They've already pulled one out, they're about to pull out another, and then one more after that.
Officials say the 7.4 magnitude earthquake has killed at least 111 people, and 1,600 buildings have been reported as damaged or collapsed in several cities across western Colombia, including Pereira, Quibdó, Cali and Manizales. Cali resident Sandra describes the moment her building was impacted.
When the earthquake started, it was already very strong. It seemed like it was not going to end. Thank God we were fine when it ended. But it was really long and strong. Everything fell, everything cracked open. In our building, water was falling over. When we came down, the building next to us was totally collapsed.
The earthquake's epicenter was near San Jose del Palmar in Choco, a sparsely populated province on Colombia's Pacific coast, about 400 kilometers west of the capital, Bogotá. The quake was felt strongly in the capital and as far as neighbouring Ecuador and Panama, where minimal damage was reported. The heaviest casualties appear to be concentrated in the department of Risaralda in the country's coffee-growing region, where at least 40 people have been killed. Content creator Jose Gallego captured moments of panic at the Matacana International Airport in the region's Pereira city as the earthquake hit. World Vision Colombia spokesperson Barbara Melo says communities in the coffee-growing region are especially vulnerable due to high levels of poverty.
The main needs is to know what's happening, how can we help, and how to protect the families, especially the children that are the most needed right now and the ones that lost their parents or they are looking for them. The images are very shocking. Buildings collapsing, the airports are closed. It's very hard to see this. And the epicenter that was Chocó is very known for its poverty. So a lot of people are in need right now.
Colombia's president, Abelardo de la Espriella, has declared a national emergency to expedite funding for recovery. He says his government is doing everything it can to assist impacted communities and search for survivors.
We will not leave them on their own. They are in our hearts and we will reach out to them with unwavering determination. The national government continues to deploy all of its resources to protect lives, assist affected communities, and to deliver aid to every area in need.
The United States has announced it will send $15.5 million in aid to assist Colombia's rescue and recovery efforts. In a statement on social media, the U.S. State Department says the money will contribute to shelter, food, protection, and earthquake assessments. Deputy spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General, Farhan Haq, says the UN is also monitoring the situation closely and is ready to assist.
We are monitoring the developments following the 7.4 magnitude earthquake that struck Colombia this morning. Connectivity in rural areas has become limited. The government has initiated precautionary evacuations and is leading efforts to assess damage and casualties.
Venezuela has also offered humanitarian and rescue assistance to its neighbour. The country's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, says she's made members of Venezuela's International Rescue Brigade available to help with the search. She says additional rescue teams in Venezuela's western and Andean states are also prepared to deploy.
I have also received calls from governors in the western part of the country, from the Andean states, who already have rescue teams ready, coordinated with the national government, and are waiting for Colombia to give the go-ahead, so they can go and offer our people's support in solidarity.
The desperate scenes in Colombia echo those following the devastating Jule earthquakes that struck Venezuela just weeks ago, killing more than 6,300 people. Ms. Rodriguez says as Venezuela continues its own recovery, her thoughts are with Colombia.
We know how painful this can be, and from here we extend our condolences to the families who have lost loved ones and friends, the condolences of the people of Venezuela, and our deepest solidarity. You are not alone. I have witnessed the solidarity of the peoples of Latin America, the Caribbean, and the world, who have expressed their support for our sister nation, Colombia.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Here's some music guest programmed by SBS Chill. Hear more SBS Chill on the SBS Audio website and app.